The Veterans Day will be one of transition at the Veterans Affairs Department. The new secretary, Bob McDonald, has taken steps to minimize delays at veterans' health centers across the country, and now he's holding employees accountable. He wants to embark on a major reorganization of the department. One of the people watching closely will be Verna Jones, the new executive director of the American Legion. Jones tells Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp she sees progress at the VA, but there's still so much more to improve.
Access is truly important to us. Access to health care, access to benefits that the veterans deserve, that's important to us. And transparency, accountability, those things are all very important to the American Legion because that means the veterans are getting what they deserve, what they're supposed to have. And when they don't, due to the fault of any VA employee or process or procedure, that's taken care of. That employee that the VA understands that bears that responsibility, and that when it happens, that truly justice is being served, that those employees are, you know, what needs to happen, if there's some punitive that needs to happen, that it happens. Accountability, that's very important to us.
With regards to the access, I know that some veterans are getting these choice cards in the mail within the next couple of days. They went out earlier this week. And what sort of a difference do you expect those to make? And have you heard anything from veterans who are receiving them or who are waiting for them?
You know, we expect there to be questions because it's new. We haven't heard anything yet from veterans because they were just mailed out last Wednesday. They should have gone out prior to then. They were late sending them out. And so, you know, we're not very happy with that. We wish that those cards had gone out like they were supposed to. So that's a bit of a concern, but their backup plan. Now they've sent them out. We're hopeful that that's going to be okay, that veterans are going to get their cards. There won't be any further delays in being able to get their health care. And we've been communicating with our service officers. We have 2,900 service officers across the country helping veterans. So at the national level, we've been communicating with our service officers, giving them some training, so when veterans call in, we'll be able to help them out, to help them with the questions they may have and assist them with any questions and help them understand exactly what this Choice Act and the Choice Card will do for them.
And with regards to the accountability and transparency that you mentioned, first of all, has there been a change? I know that a lot of employees within VA have been told to come forward with their concerns. There's a new Office of Accountability Review now. From your perspective, has it made a difference?
I think it has to make a difference. And what's been driving that, again, you know, I think that Phoenix was just the straw that broke the camel's back. We knew there was some go-around system. We just didn't know exactly what it was. We knew veterans were waiting for a long time. There's always been concern about the backlog, the long wait, access to VA health care. And when Phoenix happened, I think what happened is that the country rallied around veterans and said, you can't do this anymore. You know, the American Legion came out. Of course, we called for the resignation of the secretary and the two undersecretaries, and we did that, you know, up front. We knew that something had to change. And then as the VA internal report came out and admitted that, yes, there's some wrongdoings, other people came out and said, this has to change. And the American public spoke. You can't do that to our nation's heroes. And so the Office of Accountability and all the things that are happening now were driven by the fact that we won't stand by and let veterans be mistreated, and that something has to happen because veterans deserve the very best, and they were not getting the best that they had to give.
When the American Legion called for the resignation of Eric Shinseki, that was a very rare move for your organization, yes, to do. And I wonder if there are any regrets, considering that this was such a long-term problem. There had been Government Accountability Office reports for a few years. So it wasn't as though this was a problem that all of a sudden began under Eric Shinseki.
Sure, no regrets. I mean, look at it. We got it right. And you know, something needed to change. And now because of that change, things are happening. You just ask about, you know, there's a new Office of Accountability. There are so many things that are being put into place that now veterans we're on the road to getting them the access that they deserve. Again, it wasn't personal at all. It wasn't just personal about the then Secretary Eric Shinseki. He's a a veteran. He served in the military. He served honorably for this country, and he's a decorated war veteran, and we appreciate his service to this country. But under his leadership, veterans were not getting what they deserved, and so when we asked for the resignation, the American Legion was saddened that we had to ask for one of our own, which is a veteran, to step down. But we had to look at the greater picture, and that was what veterans need. So absolutely no regret. We're very proud to have had the gumption to stand up and say, this isn't right. And so while it's not personal, professionally we have to ask you to leave for the greater good of the veteran.
We're speaking with Verna Jones, and she's the executive director of the American Legion. One last question about VA, and then I want to talk a little bit about the Legion's role and communication now with the government. But with regards to the VA, there's a pretty big redesign being talked about that the new secretary is discussing, and has to do with far more than just the Veterans Health Administration. Do you think that the department needs an overhaul?
Sure. Whatever the department needs to make sure that they're doing what veterans need for them to do, sometimes you have to stand back with all kinds of businesses and say, we need to stand back and regroup, readjust, kind of rebrand what we're doing. As long as it's not just cosmetic. We're rebranding, we're putting new logos and calling things nice, catchy names. That's one thing. But to do that and actually see results as advantageous to the veteran is another. So if whatever it takes to make sure that the VA is doing what they need to do for veterans, this may be the time when they need to step back and repackage some things and then put it out there better for veterans. As long as the veteran is better for it, then I don't see anything wrong with them readjusting.
Does the American Legion have a specific sort of wish list as to how the VA could become more efficient or should restructure?
That's a loaded question. There's so many things that needs to happen. What the American Legion wishes for is a VA that's healthy, a VA that's transparent, a VA that is aware and in tune and engaged in what the veteran needs. You have to find that balance between getting the numbers out, because, you know, we talk about the backlog and the long delays, but also getting it right and being able to find that balance, find a comfortable middle where the veteran gets their claims awarded timely and they get them done right the first time. They get health care and the appointments there, and they're able to take care of all the veterans coming through the door. So our wish is that when veterans need medical attention, that the first thing they think about is, I'll go to the VA because that's truly the best place for me to go.
And with regards to the American Legion, since Eric Shinseki resigned, or since you called for his resignation, what has the relationship been like between the VA and the government at large and your group, other groups that represent veterans?
I can only speak for the American Legion and our relationship. Of course, in small pockets in the VA and in the government, it was strained, of course. We ask for their leader to step down and the two undersecretaries as well. And one of them, the Undersecretary of Benefits, Allison Hickey, is still here. So we still have to, we still interact with her. I go to meetings and sit across the table with her. But, we're both professional. We're all professionals, and this has nothing to do with anything personal.
Do you still want her to step down?
Yes. So we're still, having to have that same relationship again with the Undersecretary. It's nothing personal. It's just all professionals. All professional. We just don't feel that veterans are getting what they need under her leadership where benefits are concerned. And, again, with the change in the leadership with the secretary, we're there to help Secretary McDonald every step of the way, and we want him to be successful.
You're a female veteran, and the secretary has admitted that VA doesn't have the capability right now to treat female veterans on an equal footing as they do male veterans. Right. I've heard this from other parts of the government. The Office of Personnel Management Director, for example, Catherine Archuleta, was just saying that some of the job training programs aren't ones that female veterans are proportionately applying to. So from your perspective, with regards to female veterans, what do you think the government needs to do to get them services, whether it be health or whether it be jobs?
The first thing is that they certainly need to admit that there is a difference between the resources available for male veterans and female veterans. And I think more and more they're coming along with doing that. In 2010, we did a survey. The American Legion did a national survey for female veterans. And it was the first one done since the VA did it in 1985. You know, a lot had changed from 1985 to 2010. And some of the things that we found out from veterans, it was just truly shocking. I think we did 67 questions measuring 10 attributes. You know, veterans, women don't always associate themselves with being a veteran. If you ask if she's a veteran, lots of times she'll say no. If you ask if she served, she'll say yes. So fundamentally, there's something wrong there. That means that, you know, through the VA healthcare system or through the VA system or even veteran service organizations, that there needs to be a level of awareness that we need to raise the bar on being able to do that. Create more programs for women veterans and demand that those resources are there for women veterans. You know, it's always said a veteran is a veteran is a veteran. In some respects, yes, but there are very gender-specific differences that have to be addressed, and simply because there are gender-specific differences that requires different kind of health care, different kind of specialists to come in and do that, doesn't mean because it's inconvenient that it doesn't need to happen. It has to happen. More and more women are joining the military. More and more women are being called to fight for our country. And now with women being able to take combat roles, official combat roles, because, you know, we've always been there. The VA is in all facets of the government. They're going to have to step it up because we're here. We're not going anywhere.